Let it snow, let it snow.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Friday, as usual, having a history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. And I just heard that commercial, and it triggered me thinking about you going over there to Royal Tire, getting your vehicle ready for the winter. So many people listening to that commercial, they don't want to see the snow yet.
Right. But you know what? Some things are going to happen whether you want it or not. You can pray all you want,
right?
Pray all you want that we don't get snow, but we're going to get snow.
It is. Hey, I wanted to back the bus up a little bit because, as you mentioned, a huge open immigration policy there in England, Great Britain, whatever you want to call it. And I even had friends during the break say that they went to London on a visit. They were seeing family members, and they said it's amazing that certain parts of London itself actually has their own Sharia courts, and police are actually Sharia police in parts of downtown London. I don't know if you saw that when you were there or in the area, because it was obviously years ago, I believe, when you were over there.
Yes. And let me tell you something. we're talking about shifts here that take decades, centuries. You look back at history, things like this have happened forever. Things like this happen. If you don't control your borders, that is the way it is. Now, let me tell you something. Our problems in the United States, and this is one truth of this, we have people coming to our country from the southern border, the vast majority of whom don't speak English. They speak Spanish. And the vast majority of the people coming, they're just looking for a better life. They want to get over to America. I'm not saying I blame them. That said, however, we have to control our borders. They're not, and what we have to do is give those people the gospel and tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ and get them to understand that God loves them. He died on the cross for their sins, was buried, and rose again from the dead. And those people are very open to the gospel. Let's get the gospel to them. And then they have to learn English. May I just address reality here? Oh, we're going to ship them. No, they're not going back. There is no chance those people are going back. It's just impossible. We're not going to get these people out of the country. What we have to do now is to tell them about the Lord Jesus, welcome them to our churches, teach them, and over the decades and the centuries, they will become more and more American. I'm not endorsing Joe Biden's open borders policy, but I'm just addressing reality. There's no way that these people are going.
Well, one big problem that I have is us enabling and facilitating where, in my opinion, my people who came from England and Germany, when they came to this country, they assimilated. They immediately stopped speaking German in the household. They absolutely forced their children to learn English. And I go into stores like, for example, Petoskey. You've got Home Depot and you got Lowe's. And I have a real problem with Lowe's, where below the English word, they have the Spanish words. Every aisle, every product line, entrance, exit, all of it is bilingual signage. And I'm like, you're not helping these people, enabling them to continue to use Spanish as their primary language, where they need to learn English. If you're going to be successful in this country, you've got to know how to speak English. That's number one. I mean, that's mandatory. But so many of these businesses and corporations cater, in my opinion, enable these people to continue using Spanish as their primary language. And I'm sorry, but, you know, this is America. This is our country. You've come here. You've sought asylum. You seek, you know, refuge. You wanted to come here for a better life. I understand all that. But everything you're saying is absolutely true. Don't they have to assimilate into our culture?
That's what's made America, America. George Washington said in his farewell address, he said, "You all have the same, with slight shades of differences, you all have the same religion, manners, customs, and political ideals." He didn't even mention language because that was so blatantly obvious.
Right.
Yes. So we need to, the basis of our country is our ideas, not skin color. One of the main points I'm making here is people in England today, Great Britain, they'd say, I'm British. I'm English. They don't call themselves Danes or Jutes or Angles or Saxons.
Right.
Or Celtics or Britons, the original. They call themselves, we're British. And Americans, we need to say we're Americans. I don't know, Randy, if your ancestry was English, German, Dutch. It's virtually irrelevant. It might be a little interesting for a topic of conversation, but we don't care about that. We're Americans. And I'm saying what's happening is in the world, the left, they're trying to divide us by skin color, by ancestry. And America will not make it if we don't stand united. Let us just call ourselves Americans. The point I'm making historically is this. Every border that we've got, virtually every border in the world has gone back to some sort of war. I've got my Bible open. If we had time, I'd give you the illustration of Judges chapter 11. Wars is what happens. I mean, our southern border between us and Mexico was settled by the Mexican War. We thought it was the Rio Grande. The Mexicans thought it was the Vincennes River or Nueces River. We settled on we brought our troops to the north side of the Rio Grande, basically asked them to attack us. They did. We defeated them. And then eventually we gave them some money for for compensation. But we wanted Texas. We wanted New Mexico, California, Arizona, Colorado, that whole section. We took it by war. Right. Well, and by the way, Abraham Lincoln was against the Mexican War, but that's the way it works. Our treatment of the American Indians was not always good. But I'm not saying it was always bad, but it was not always good. We were talking about this in my American history class, the Trail of Tears, that, you know, where Andrew Jackson forced the Cherokee Indians out of Alabama, made them walk all across, all the way to Indian country out there near Oklahoma, and 4,000 people died. That wasn't a good way to treat people.
Right.
But it is what it is. And we are now Indian people, Native Americans. They're Americans like us. They can retain part of their culture. We retain part of our culture. If you like, I don't know if you retain any of your European habits or cultures from your my family doesn't, except
no, we don't know, either,
we eat grits because we live in the South. I like grits, but we don't go to war over that. See what's happening.
Right.
What's happening in the world is people with a bad understanding of history will say, and lots of people in our country are saying, we're taking the Palestinians' ancestral homeland from them. Listen, that part of the world has been dominated by different peoples for hundreds and, yay, even now, thousands of years. The Jewish people have as much claim or more claim, I would say more claim, to that land than as anybody, more claim.
Sure.
But that's the nature of war.
Yeah.
That's the nature of history.
I got a text message. We can't call ourselves Americans if we haven't gone to the trouble of becoming a citizen. He thinks citizenship is mandatory for folks coming. And he says, and I think the biggest part of that problem that you guys are talking about, the people have to want to assimilate and to learn our language. If they don't have that desire, you can't force it on them.
True. Now, to become a citizen, you've got to take an oath to America, to our Constitution. So be it. 'Tis good.
Yeah.
Listen, so I'm theoretical. I'm giving you the history. This has happened all over the world forever. One people moving into another. I mean, by the way, the American Indians, the Native Americans, all these tribes, they were fighting each other. And by the way, they came from someplace. The general consensus of historians is that thousands of years ago, there was a land bridge in the Bering Straits and up there in Alaska and northern Russia, that's how the people crossed there, that the Bering Straits were land and they migrated down. Everybody has come from someplace.
Mm-hmm.
So it's impossible to say, well, this is the Odawa or Chippewa or Potawatomi or Algonquin or Iroquois or Seminole. Everybody's come from someplace and everybody took it from somebody else as a general rule. That's the nature of world history. You say, well, Pastor Chatfield, that is so violent. True, it is. And I wish it wasn't so, but it is so. That's the nature of things. And so you got to have a kind of mature outlook of what's happening in the world. We the conservative people, we don't want skin color. We're not the racist. We want people to be American. I don't care what color your skin is.
Not at all. Don't even care.
You believe in America? We believe in America. We believe in our Constitution? Yes. We believe in, I'll have to point out that this country was founded by Christian people, by and large. This has been a Christian nation, Christian ethics, Christian understanding of law, Christian understanding of reality. Our worldview has been Christian, whether mostly Protestant, but some Roman Catholic.
We've been Christian. I saw a meme the other day on social media. I think it was my Twitter X account. Get your reaction to it maybe after the break. But said we're not a Christian nation. We are a nation that allows you to be a Christian. I want you to think on that one because we're going into the break. Two other text messages. Larry Hull, we eat our Polish food, and I didn't think about that. So do we. Vicky's people are Bohemian. And a lot of their meals are Polish-type meals. So, munchies, all kinds of things. Hey, we got to take a break. Final segment of this discussion with Beth Chatfield. His reaction to that comment on social media. We'll be right back.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just Leathers.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this discussion, and looking forward to Pest Chatfield's response to that social media meme I saw. We are not a Christian nation. We are a nation that allows you to be Christian.
I don't like the wording of that. Now, but let me just say, 1892, the Church of the Holy Trinity Supreme Court decision, which the Supreme Court declared, this is a Christian nation. It is. It's built into us. Now, it's not official. There was a move, even during the Civil War, to put into the preamble that this is a Christian nation. And it never got a constitutional amendment to say this is Christian, based upon Christian ideals and natural law. Now, the fact of the fact of the matter is, it is. Would I want it put into the Constitution? No. The Constitution is a kind of the nuts and bolts. It does recognize God three different places in the Constitution. The Declaration of Independence, on the other hand, recognized God numerous times. I do believe that the ideals, our creed, the Declaration of Independence, is based on Christian ideas. And by the way, so did Abraham Lincoln. So did many others. It is fundamentally Christian. Would I want that specific? No. James Madison said this. It's commonly known as the father of the Constitution. If we explicitly put it into the Constitution that this is a Christian nation, then we'd have a big argument of, well, what sect of Christianity?
Right,
You know, Baptist, and so on and so forth.
Catholic, whatever. Hey, I got a text from Brett Gooding. I would disagree with that meme. He says all you need to do is read the Federalist Papers. And then Larry Hull says, in 2011, the U.S. Congress passed a joint resolution reaffirming In God We Trust as our national motto. They encouraged it in all public buildings and public schools. That was as late as 2011, just 12 years ago.
Right. By the way, in 2009, the first person to ever say this is not a Christian nation was Barack Obama in his inaugural. It blew me off my seat. He's the first person to say that. So
right.
Every other president has affirmed. Now, does that mean we want any laws passed? No, we want freedom. You know, we want freedom. We don't need to put that in the Constitution. But that said, it is still the truth, in my view, and I'm convinced, that this nation was founded on Christian ideals. All the presidents have maintained that. I could go on and on and on. We all maintain that. But so I don't like the way that was worded, especially when it says, we allow you to be Christian. Nobody allows me to be Christian. I mean, you respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and God commands all men everywhere to repent. But I do understand what he's saying in the sense we have freedom in this country.
Well, and the other part of it is, again, I believe the reason Obama said that in his inaugural speech is the fact that he's a Muslim. And I'm not going to get into that whole debate about him lying about being a Muslim. I'm not even going to go down that road. He is a Muslim, period. The other point is he, in fact, led the nation being very sympathetic to Muslims around the world. Y'all remember, of course, you know, the bowing to the Saudi Arabian, you know, prince at the time. One of the things I think we have to look at is religion then and a person's faith. Does that need to be vetted in these presidential debates? Is that something that people need to know where these candidates are coming from with regards to their own personal faith? What's your ideas on that?
Yes, Article 6 says no religious test shall ever be required for any office, which is true, obviously. But that means within law, we don't want anybody to have a religious test. But that doesn't mean me as a voter. I would like to know what this Vivek Ramaswamy, how do you pronounce his last name?
Vivek like cake. Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah, it does. Would I vote for him over Biden in a heartbeat? However, the fact that he is a Hindu, yeah, I'm not crazy about that, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not crazy about it. I have the right to have an opinion. And if you want to ask those questions, ask them. So it's not – could he be still be a good president? I think so. But he's not my number one choice, in case anybody cares, my opinion.
Well, and the other aspect is this. And again, you go into loyalties to the country. And, you know, I don't want to get – we could do – maybe next Friday you can have this. The country being created where basically none of our founding fathers were Americans, if you will. I mean, let's face it. They weren't Americans because America didn't exist. They created it. So how did we go through the process of having a president naturalized or, you know, declaring their loyalties to the Constitution? I think that's a whole process people need to understand as well. And then how does that relate to present day as far as being able to run for office? And
okay, let me make a point too. Article 6 refers to no place of honor or office in the United States as a federal government. Many states still had, and almost all the states had some sort of religious test within the colony. You had to at least believe in the Trinity, or you had to profess faith in Jesus Christ. Almost all the states did originally, but Article 6 was referring just to the United States federal government. Just so you know, you can look it up. I mean, some of the statements that you had to confess that you were a Christian, you had to confess that you believed in the Trinity, and there were slightly different versions of all that, and almost all the colonies had that. Now, was that wise? Well, again, that's a long debate.
Long debate. Great history lesson today, sir. Thank you very much. Looking forward to next Friday. We'll talk about it, Texas, during the week, and we'll get that figured out. And again, of course, Sunday, church from 11 to noon. Greatly appreciate you, sir. God bless.
God bless you, Randy.
Third and final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
Michigan News Source.
Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every